Private Bradley Manning was arraigned today at Fort Meade in Maryland. Manning is a former U.S. Army intelligence analyst. He refused to enter a plea today to charges that he was responsible for the biggest leak of classified information in U.S. history. Manning faces 22 counts. The most serious is aiding the enemy. That one carries a maximum sentence of life in prison. Arun Rath of our partner program Frontline is at Fort Meade for this first formal day of Manning's court-martial. What is the significance of the fact that Bradley Manning refused to enter a plea today?
It's a little bit hard to say directly, but what it seems to be is that they're trying to keep all of their options open as long as they possibly can. Ordinarily, at an arraignment, he would enter in a plea and also decide what sort of trial he would want, whether it be by a military judge alone or by a jury of a panel of military service members. He deferred on both those decisions today. For the type of trial that he wants, he could wait up until about 5 days before the actual trial. For the plea, he could even wait until the day of the trial itself to enter his plea. And the sense is that with his defense team, they kind of want to keep all options open. And it really feels like in this case, anything could happen with this.
Now, one other thing that you point out is that Bradley Manning could have at one point originally faced the death penalty if he was found guilty of some of these charges. That doesn't appear to be the case anymore. How come?
It's actually an interesting detail, because what happened was when Bradley Manning's charges were officially referred, this happened a few weeks back when the court-martial was officially announced, any charge that could be a capital charge, in this case it was aiding the enemy, they make a decision at that point whether or not they will pursue it as a capital case. Just because it is a capital case doesn't mean they will necessarily go for the death penalty. And at that point, the prosecution decided they would not pursue it as a capital case. What's important about that is that a peculiarity of military law is that in a capital case, you are not allowed to plead guilty, meaning that you have to actually go through a full court-martial if you're facing the death penalty. By not pursuing this, by making it very explicitly not a capital case, it actually leaves open the door to a possible plea deal. Now, that would have to be initiated by the defense, and there's a lot to go through there, but it's interesting that door has been left open in a way that not many people have picked up on.
We should note, by the way, that there are still those who view Bradley Manning not as a traitor at all, but as a hero for revealing what they believe are U.S. war crimes. They have made their voices known. What are they doing today to show their support?
Today there was scheduled to be a vigil starting around midday, but we were already in court in the media center by the time that would have got underway. But I can tell you just by the fact that I'm covering this, I've gained about 300 Twitter followers from that support network that, this is getting a lot of attention in that way.
Arun, tell us what else happened today in court.
Well, one of the issues that came up was the issue of handling classified information. The defense was accused in two of their motions they'd filed previously of spillage, what's called the spillage of classified information, which is inadvertently releasing classified information. So one of the things that they have to resolve at this point is who is going to decide what is classified and what is not and what can be, openly discussed in court. And it looks like that will be left to a court officer in consultation with classification authorities. But that's something that they're going to work out in the next couple of weeks before the trial.
Okay. Arun Rath from our partner program PBS Frontline at the court-martial arraignment of Private Bradley Manning at Fort Meade in Maryland. Thanks a lot, Arun.
Thank you, Lisa.
Arun's been live blogging on Bradley Manning's arraignment. You can find Arun's updates at theworld.org. You can also follow him on Twitter. He is at Arun Rath. That's A-R-U-N-R-A-T-H.